I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Preference here, journalistically speaking, is to keep things professional. But I'm not above getting a little conspiratorial from time to time, especially when it comes to your favorite baseball team. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins, and those also can get conspiratorial at times. I'd like to think that when I have a conspiratorial thought that I'm kind of all alone in it. You know what I'm saying? I think we all do. Are you ever comfortable sharing those like outside of like immediate family and your closest friends? Like, man, here's what I really think's going on there. Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to say it to somebody who thinks you're nuts, whether it's baseball or stuff that's a lot more serious in life. So I've had my thoughts about your Buccos over the past week and change, and I've, for the most part, kept them to myself, meaning, are they really going to punt? Have they changed their minds on punting? Am I just dreaming all of this? Because I know what I was told 2 months ago and shared with everybody, and it wasn't exactly guesswork on my part, and it wasn't a singular source. And yet now here we are on the first day of December, and we're looking at the Pirates offseason to date. And as I've mentioned this week, it's not all that spectacular at this stage. They've signed themselves a 37-year-old first baseman. Granted, he costs $6.7 million, but $6.7 to this guy versus $4 million to Yoshi versus $5 million to Roberto Perez last year, it's not that great of a gap between this offseason and last offseason, at least not yet. But what has changed has been the tone and the tenor of Ben Cherington. If you take his own remarks, and I'm not talking about behind the scenes, off the record stuff here, I'm talking about right out there in the open. If you take his remarks from even a month or two ago and you weigh them against what he said just this week upon the official signing of Santana, this doesn't sound like the same guy. I'm going to read you one of these quotes from Cherington. He says, there's more we'd like to do. It's more about wanting to improve in 2023 and to take a step as a team. We think it's time to put our effort into doing that, and we've got some flexibility to do that. Let me hit pause there. Did you see, hear, or read anything like that from the GM a month or two ago? Just so that I don't think I'm nuts here. No? No? Okay, here's another one. Cherington. There are other things we want to do, for sure. We'll stay engaged on that. More so than any signal about dollars or payroll, I think what it signals is that we want to get better, and we want to get better in 2023. I couldn't even get through that with a straight face. He didn't say anything like that 2 months ago. He didn't come within a solar system of saying anything like that. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. So what is this? Why is it happening? Well, it's entirely possible that when something like this gets out, there's a negative reaction that comes from people who matter. I don't. I say this all the time, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I don't. But you do. You do. And when you, meaning those of you who were at this little meeting of yours, the semi-town hall, the secretive thing that the media weren't invited to, and you spoke up about why you canceled your season tickets, and you did so on a stage in front of Travis Williams, who is Charrington's boss, and Derek Shelton, it's going to get noticed. It's going to have an impact. We can talk all we want about all the money that they get in revenue sharing and everything else, but the local revenues still count. They're still comprised of U.S. dollars. And Pirates are pretty close to rock bottom in that regard right now. So whether it's the money, whether it's the embarrassment, whether it's just that they had some sort of internal eureka moment that, hey, we can actually make more money by spending a little bit more and by taking 2023 more seriously. And because Travis is Ben's boss, Travis says to Ben, hey, what's your outlook for 2023? And Ben gives him the same response that he'd been giving us for a couple of months. And Travis says, what if we rethink that? What if we try to actually get a first baseman and a catcher and a starting pitcher and a couple of relievers? What if we tried just that? Conspiratorial? I don't even know if this is conspiratorial. They just might have changed their minds. They just might have said, listen, maybe we are closer. It might have been a Ben thing for all I know. Remember, conspiracies tend to not be rooted in fact. Maybe it's Ben. Maybe Ben said, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. I think we've got a pretty decent team here. Our staff has done good work. Our instructional staff, our developmental staff, our scouts. We feel like we've put together the beginnings of a pretty solid team here in Pittsburgh, and there's no harm whatsoever in us going out there and addressing these couple of positions rather than punting. I don't know. I don't know. I can't know which side it came from. But what I do know is that I'm not the only one picking up on this, meaning this change. I've heard it from listeners. I've heard it from readers. I saw it in a report on a competing outlet. A reporter I trust an awful lot made the observation that this seems like a change of tone from the Pirates. Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? You know what? Great. Great. Who cares how it comes about? Who cares who instigated it? Great. How about actually trying to compete? What a concept. What a concept. Should never have involved any sort of eureka or conspiracy, anything. Let's see how it plays out now. When we come back, J1Q. Comes from Christopher Conlogue, who asks, bringing in a 37-year-old leadership guy, and Chris puts that in quotes, for $6 to $7 million a year, something you do when you have a great young core in place and you need a guy who can lead the young players in the fight to the playoffs and beyond. The Pirates are nowhere near that. So why bring in this guy for a year? Is Charrington delusional? Does he really think they're ready to compete for a championship next year? Chris, I am not, speaking only for myself here, you're entitled to your own view, but I am not going to have it both ways. I am not going to challenge the Pirates GM, team president, and owner to finally start getting serious in year four of a front office's tenure. And then as soon as they do that, say, hey, what are you doing? You're not ready for that. I think this team is ready to take a step forward. There's a big difference between that and what you're portraying there, which is suggesting that they should be, you know, on the cusp of a World Series. I'm not a dope here. I mean, they lost 101 games last year, 100 games this year. No one in their right mind even thinks they're going to make the playoffs in 2023. However, there is a benefit to be had. And my goodness, have I been making this point a lot in this calendar year. To the players that they have, the young players that they have, in succeeding, in building confidence, in growing faith in each other, in not feeling like they're wasting their better efforts. I'm around them all the time. I see what it's like after a loss, and I see what it's like after a win. The wins multiply the individual components. They just do. This is not unique to the Pirates or to baseball. This is about the universal spirit of competition in athletics. You will be fed by your positives. And in my estimation, 3 years was plenty long enough for the Pirates to go along happily, contentedly losing, because they were waiting for this magical year that you're describing, Chris. I don't expect them to be any kind of contenders next year. I don't expect them to be, you know, I'm kind of hesitant to say it. My expectations aren't through the roof, okay? But I do feel like they have more to gain by having this be just a 500 or slightly better operation. I think you're going to see the young players come along. I think you're going to see the culture come along, so that when the rest of the young players do arrive, the Henry Davis, the Andy Rodriguez, the Quinn Priester types, then they'll be coming into a much healthier environment, into one that's a lot more conducive toward them becoming this team that you're describing. I believe that 2023 is the right time to do this. I am not going to backtrack on that. Not now, not at any stage, no matter what it is that the Pirates do or don't do the remainder of this offseason. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.